Today's birthday scam, we are going to call Jackie, who, get this, didn't fill out her census form.
She bragged everybody at work that she threw it away.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're going to call her and get the vital information over the phone. Maybe information that's beyond vital.
This is Jackie.
Hello, Jackie. This is Robert. I'm an enumerator with...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to bother you at work, but we had not received your census yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious, did you send it in?
No, but why are you calling me at work?
Well, I just apologize for that. I'm calling you because we failed to receive your census.
Right.
And as you know, that is a finable offense.
Well, I didn't have my name. But I didn't know that it needed to be filled out, to be honest with you, because it didn't. When they mail it to you,
ma'am,
it's just to resident.
Ma'am, it's the law.
Okay, but it just said to residents. Usually when I get stuff in my mail that just says residents and it doesn't have attention to my name, I just think it's trash. And
mail from the government is not trash.
Okay, well, I apologize.
Okay.
Because I did hear over the radio that they were going to either come start and knock on people's doors or...
The time has expired, and as it stands right now, you're subject to a fine.
Well, I didn't know that, and I'm sure a lot of other people didn't know that.
That's why I'm calling. Your options as they are right now is to receive the $100 fine, plus you have to answer my questions here on the phone.
Okay.
And do you have 30 seconds to do this?
I guess so.
Okay. How many people are at your residence?
Two.
And what race are you?
White.
What is your religion?
Baptist.
Okay. Two people at the house. What are the incomes?
Monthly or?
Yearly.
See, yearly I probably make 30, and my husband maybe around 38.
Okay. So I'm assuming then that your sexual preference would be hetero?
Yeah.
Is it 100% hetero?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any sexually transmitted diseases?
Oh, no.
Okay. What is your weight?
135.
Okay. Bra size.
Are you serious?
I have to ask it.
36B.
Okay. Innie or outie?
My belly button? It's an innie.
Okay. Now, when you and your husband engage in intimate relations, what is the what is your favorite position?
I don't understand why these personal questions need to be answered.
Well, we're endeavoring to gather as much information as possible.
Hold on just a moment. I'm going to speak with one of my doctors that I work for.
No, we just have to finish. I don't want to fine you.
But I don't understand why you're asking me these personal questions, how me and my husband have sex. And
so are you saying you prefer the top?
I prefer him on top.
Okay, that's fine. How often?
We do it every day.
Wow. That's above average. And is size important to you?
No, because he's my husband.
Of course. And are you aware that you're being birthday scammed?
Who the hell is this?
This is Dean and Raj.
You ass. It is not.
It is.
The hell it is.
This is Dean and Raj. The belated birthday scam from Melinda.
I'm going to kick her ass. Shut that door right now.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Melinda did this because she loves you, and she knew that you threw your census form away.
Oh, my God.
And we
I am almost...
I can't believe you answered those questions.
What? You were going to find me, you idiot.
Dean and Raj in the morning, and Houston's classic rock all day long. The Eagle.